Good morning. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. This is Word of the Day, and this is The Who with Behind Blue Eyes.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my conscience seems to be.
That was The Who with Behind Blue Eyes from their album Who's Next, and this is Word of the Day. I'm Charlie.
I'm Zach.
I'm Chris. Hello.
Hooray. The word of the day is blue.
Blue, adjective. One, of a color intermediate between green and violet, as of the sky or sea on a sunny day. Two, informal, of a person or mood, melancholy, sad, or depressed. Noun, blue color or pigment. Two, a blue thing in particular. Verb, make or become blue. Its origin, no. Its origin is Middle English from the Old French bleu.
Doing language.
Ultimately, I've done it many times before.
All right.
Ultimately, of Germanic origin and related to Old English, blauven, blue, and Old Norse blar, dark blue. You have a sentence, Chris?
I really wanted to play this playlist today because the sky is really, really blue and really, really pretty outside.
It is really bright today.
It's super pretty.
It's really weird.
Everything's great and there's nothing wrong in the world because your alchemist has dictated it.
So blue today isn't making you blue.
No.
Blue today is
making generally.
Me red.
What?
What?
I'm discussing the concept of colors as emotions. Really, blue is the only one. Except for red with anger. Actually, so there are multiple.
Yellow happiness.
I've never really heard
I've never heard green with anger. With envy.
I've heard green with envy.
I've not heard yellow with happiness or red with anger.
I've heard red with anger before, because like your face gets red.
But when you look at yellow things, you're supposed to be like happy or something. My older mom taught me about it, about how colors can sometimes inspire emotions.
Well, yeah,
she's like a social psychologist or something.
I mean, they can, but I don't think that yellow with happiness is something that people say.
I bet there have been many, many irrepeatable experiments done about that.
Was that sarcasm?
That was a burn on psychology.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm indifferent. I didn't much care for the class.
There go our six viewers down the drain. They were all psychology majors.
I mean, obviously. I think they have midterms this week.
Yeah.
So that's why they're up at...
They're up at 7:06.
They could have an 8:30 really intense early psych class and
some people,
be getting to breakfast.
Some people get up really early for their 8:30s.
Well,
I'm
surprised. If I had an 8:30, I would be getting up in about 10 minutes.
I always wake up like an hour, at least an hour before class.
Really?
Yeah.
And even then, it's like rushing.
For my
an hour and a half is perfect.
Yeah, for my 8:30, I wake up 30 minutes before.
That's because you don't like take long at breakfast. I take over...
That's true.
Over 45 minutes. Well, between 45 minutes and an hour for breakfast.
Getting a shower means like an event. Like, I have to get my face ready, and, like, I have to, like, make sure I, like, look like a human. I have to do my hair.
I just don't enjoy...
Respect.
...rushing in the morning.
True. All right. Sounds good. I think we should get into a little bit of this blue music.
Okay, this is gonna be Bob Dylan from his album Blood on the Tracks.
Lovely.
This is Tangled Up in Blue.
The sun was shining, I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like mama's homemade dress, papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through. Tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Split up on the docks at night, both agreeing it was best. She turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue. Tangled up in blue. I had a job in the Great North Woods, working as a cook for a spell. But I never did like it all. And one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I lucky with a be employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind. And I just grew blue.
to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said to me, don't I know your name? I murdered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. Pray. I thought you'd never say hello, she said, you look like a silent type. And she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. And every one of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul. But me to you, basement down the stairs. There was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it finally the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like a bird that flew. Get to her somehow. All the people we used to know, they're an illusion to me now. Some are mathematicians, some are carpenters' wives. Don't know how it all got started. I don't know what they're doing with their lives. But me, I'm still on the road, heading for another joint. We always did feel the same, we just saw it from a different point of view.
True, always. chosen few. I have seen such an unhappy couple almost me.
That was Elvis Costello with Almost Blue off of that one was off of the compilation album The Best of the First 10 Years, and that was one of his best of his first 10 years. So guys, since we're talking about blue, what's your favorite color? Go.
Oh man, that is a hard one. I gotta say, blue's been up there for quite a long time. Blue has a lot of variants that can definitely add some interesting things. Like a nice light electric blue, you know, can be like kind of like futuristic, whereas like a like permeating dark blue can be like very calming, you know.
I mixed up the headphones and I figured out which one is mine.
All right.
Yay.
What's your favorite color?
I honestly wasn't listening to the question.
What's your favorite color?
That was the question.
Maybe shade of blue specifically?
Or no, just your favorite color.
It's like making me pick my favorite child.
Well, yeah. I'm making you pick your favorite child.
Okay. This is Rosemary's, like Barbara. Rosemary's baby. This is Sophie.
Have you seen that video of Barbara Bush endorsing Jeb?
No, I haven't. Oh, have you seen the Facebook page, the Barbara Bush thing. 2016, which is trying to get Barbara Bush to run for president, and it was created 2.5 weeks ago and has 40 likes on Facebook?
Whoa,
41 now. Give me a sec.
You know, I gotta admit, I am also partial to blood red. I do very much enjoy blood red.
I very much enjoy, like, an emerald for, like, the color of a conifer forest.
Ooh. I agree.
Sorry, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I think we heard the color of a conifer forest. Barbara. How about you, Charlie?
I side with orange.
You side with orange, wow.
I've sided with orange for years.
You, what color?
Orange?
Orange? Oregon?
Oregon?
I feel oppressed here, guys.
You should. Orange is a nice color. It's probably just the fact that I cannot pull off orange or yellow that makes me not very partial to it.
To be fair, very few people can pull off yellow.
Yeah.
Guess who can pull off yellow, though? Me.
You can pull off yellow?
This guy?
I'm super good at pulling off yellow.
Solid.
Yeah. But like mustard.
Like a darker yellow. Yeah, it's pretty hard to do.
I just think it's like a really pretty color.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a good
colors.
Color.
I enjoy colors.
Colors make life fun.
My favorite band is based off of colors.
Although being colorblind would be weird. That's why it's kind of annoying that producer Zach didn't actually come through today.
Or unpaid intern Danny.
Or associate producer Danny. That's true.
Yeah, Danny was apparently up late because he was looking for his keys. I think he said he'd lost his keys somewhere.
That's not surprising in any capacity.
And then Zach had some test or something.
Yeah. And he was up late watching Avatar.
Yeah, they're not as dedicated as we are.
What?
And Zach wasn't up that late.
He was up late. Zach went to sleep when I did.
He was up late comparatively.
Was he like...
No, he's been going to bed around that time.
That's true.
Wait, what time?
Around 12:15, 12:30.
Yeah. Oh, I went to bed at like 2.
Yeah, well, you and Zach go more intense than I do. How was your Grubhub?
My Grubhub was amazing.
You went to Grubhub?
I go to Grubhub.
I ordered Grubhub, yes.
You went to Jared.
I did not go to Jared.
It can only be Jared.
You went to K.
I went to Grubhub, and I got a BLT and a liter of Coke last night. I did not drink the liter of Coke.
Oh no!
My eating schedule is so messed up right now.
That's entirely my fault.
I understand that. Scheduling doesn't help, and a sensitive stomach doesn't help.
Your life is so hard.
Does my little Daisy
have a sensitive stomach?
My life is so hard because I decide that I can't conform to social norms of eating, and then I complain because I think that I'm making myself miserable.
Charlie, and I'm judgmental.
That was a good Charlie impression.
Yeah, I mean, I am.
That was a really good Charlie impression.
I mean, I am judgmental. I'm acknowledging that.
All right, should we go into more music?
No.
All right.
I control the music here.
But I mean, as your designated alchemist, I feel like, did you say alchemist? Oh, yeah,
I feel like it is unfair.
It's not archivist, it's alchemist.
33% of the people at this table control 100% of the music.
I think it is unfair.
No,
I think it is
the
rigged.
Average donation to my alchemy campaign is $27.
Hold up.
Yeah.
It is unfair, but that's how the world works. Also, Chris is now archivist of WMFO for
it's
the listeners who are
alchemist.
Confused.
It is apparently pronounced alchemist.
Yeah,
co-alchemist.
And
we're
this,
working on that gold. We're working on that gold.
Working on it.
Oh, side question.
Yes.
Most famous person named Blue around.
Blue's Clues.
Ivy. Zach had it. Blue Ivy Carter. Also known as the child of Beyonce.
How did I get the Beyonce question?
Because
Blue's Clues isn't real. He's like the Tooth Fairy and Ralph Nader.
I never said
Blue Ivy had a gender.
No, Blue, like the dog.
Blue the dog is a girl.
Yeah, Blue is a girl.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is like, good for you, Nickelodeon in the 2000s, for not enforcing gendered-based colors. Magenta, Blue's friend, is a boy. Google it.
What about the green one?
Is there a green one?
There was a green one.
All right, we'll figure it out and we'll get back to it.
Okay.
This is Blue by Beyonce and Blue Ivy.
Oof.
I feel alive. Between a crucifix and the Hollywood sign, we decided to get hurt. Now there's a few things we have to burn. Set our hearts ablaze, and every city was a gift. And every skyline was like a kiss upon the lips, and I was making you a wish. And every sky. How big, how blue, how beautiful. How big, how blue, how beautiful.
That was Florence and the Machine with How Big, How Blue, How Beautiful off of their album How Big, How Blue, How Beautiful. And Chris, you have something for us right now? If you can untangle your headphones in time.
You know what? It's fine. Okay. Nope, wrong ones.
Chris wants to talk to us
yes,
about...
Yes, okay. So I Googled it. And magenta is a girl, but blue is also a girl.
This is
and
in so regard is, to Blue's Clues earlier?
So, yeah. So is Green Puppy.
I mean, I...
And Periwinkle, the cat.
And the kangaroo or something.
A lot of them are women. I think Steve might be the one of the only males in the show.
There's also Mr. Salt guy.
I was going
Mr.
to say.
Salt. They had a baby
and
named
one
Paprika.
Of, I think Pale and Shovel... One of Pale and Shovel is a boy, too. Or maybe both of them.
What if they get married?
Pale and Shovel?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, Blue's Clues stopped airing in 2004.
There must be some interesting fan fiction on that.
I'd rather not think about it, personally.
Okay, speaking of the color blue, it's time to go green with rechargeable batteries.
Oh, man, I wanted to do environmental.
Didn't we do this last
sound
time?
Effects.
Oh, my God, wait, we totally
can we
did.
Do, can we do one that has sound effects?
Just for you, no. Is that
sorry.
A space heater one?
Yeah, this is one about space heaters.
Let's do that
tips.
One. Let's do fire sounds.
Okay.
Space heater
safety tips. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in areas that you spend a lot of time in while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating deaths. Home heating fire deaths. So it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, particularly paper, bedding, furniture, carpets, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation, and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater around wet areas like bathrooms, or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Basically, you don't want to get your house all red, you want to keep it blue. As in, not on fire.
All right, I can see that.
From a thermal perspective, you don't want your house to be red.
From a water perspective, it's also ideal to not be blue.
That's
because
true.
Water is...
So you don't want the house to be underwater.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
That happens a lot.
Yeah. I respect that. Sometimes stuff just randomly happens.
Yeah, it's super common in Massachusetts, apparently, where it's like you go to work, and then you come back and your house is flooded.
You know where it's not common?
Where?
California.
Yeah.
Ha!
California, that is like a blessing. It's like, oh my gosh! Like, my house is underwater.
It's funny because they're in a drought, and I love laughing about it.
I love drought jokes.
In Los Angeles, in some places, they have to, like, shower in, like, a basin. And then that collects all the water, and then they use that to water their plants. And that's never not going to be funny. Like, I'm going to, like, go
well, there's
to my
also
grave.
Like, there's also, like, a thought. There's it. Also, like, a thought police for water, like, overuse.
You can,
Like, you can report your neighbor for overusing water.
That's so funny.
There's, like,
There was this weird regulation a few months ago when the drought kind of first started. Or actually, maybe it was a year ago now, where like water rationing would be determined by water usage. So farms had an incentive to waste more water so that when inevitably rationing starts happening, they would get more water. So farms were purposefully overwatering their crops just so that they would have more water.
Well, that's just bad for the soil.
Yeah.
If there's one
they openly knew they were killing their crops too, but they were just trying to use as much water as they could for when the rationing happening.
Because when you add too much water to soil, then it takes all of the good soil stuff out of the soil.
Yeah.
Because I got a 4 on my apes
and
exam.
And nothing can take root.
Yeah.
And environmental studies is a thing.
Environmental studies is on the menu. But whatever.
So guys, what playlist did we do last week?
I believe we did Go last week.
Oh, we did.
What playlist did we do 2 weeks ago?
I believe we did Monday.
Well, this is the intersection of 2 weeks ago with today. We're gonna throw it back while also being current with this next song, which is by New Order off of their compilation album singles, parentheses, U.S. format. This is the wild ride that is Blue Monday.
Gotta love that U.S. format. We'll be right back.
That was Blue Monday by New Order, and this is, as usual, Word of the Day.
That was a wild ride.
It is a wild ride. Blue Monday is, according to many lists, one of the greatest songs ever made.
I felt like someone took blue raspberries and just pumped them through my ear canals.
I feel like blue raspberries would have a lot more bass and be much more modern.
Really? Because I was thinking blue raspberries is kind of like a sour, like, electric tinge, you know?
Oh, I don't feel the electricity.
Oh, I feel that.
I don't feel electricity with any of the neon flavorings that aren't really real. Mm. Who came up with blue raspberry? Blue raspberry is just weird.
A genius.
You mean the fruit?
Well, it's not flavoring, because blue raspberry isn't a real thing. But it's a flavoring of, like a slush puppy, you know?
I don't know what a slush puppy is.
It might be a Northeast thing. You know, a slushy.
You know what a slushy is, right?
Yeah.
I know what a slushy is.
It's a Zach's
brand
attempting
of
to
slushy.
Use a genericized trademark for slushy.
Like, yeah. Google.
Like Kleenex.
Or like Purell.
Yeah. Oh, Purell's close to that too. I've never even thought about Purell. Yeah, no one says sanitizer. Actually, some people say sanitizer.
Oh, it is based on an actual fruit.
Really?
Yeah, it's based off of Rubus leucodermis. Leucodermis, actually. Excuse me. It's the white bark raspberry. It has a white skin that can verge on blue sometimes.
So not really.
It turns dark purple to nearly black. So they just kind of, I guess, exaggerated it, and that's what blue raspberry is made of.
I mean, I think blue raspberry, the flavor, I feel like they just, like, came up with this sour yet a little sweet flavor, and they were like, what can we call this? Like, it kind of tastes blue, you know? I don't know. I feel like blue raspberry is the perfect description for that flavor, even though it has nothing to do with blue raspberries.
Yeah, hold on.
It does taste kind of blue.
From a synesthetic standpoint. So, I abstain.
I don't like raspberries the berries, but like raspberry, like the candy flavor.
Okay, so the according to Mental Floss.
Ooh, I love Mental Floss.
In their article, What the Heck is Blue Raspberry? They say that, like, quote unquote, the Ice Pop Barons had access to blue dye, but no flavors needed it. It was just an extra color sitting around, so they started to marry the flavor of Rubus leucodermis, known as the white bark raspberry or blue raspberry, with the bright blue synthetic food coloring Brilliant Blue, FDNC Blue Number 1. The dye's color wasn't anywhere close to the real-life color of the fruit, which, as we explored, was white and dark purple to black, but it solved the raspberry conundrum that led to blue-tongued kids around the country. So it was just kind of a marriage of convenience. Mm. And an exaggeration of this Rubus leucodermis coloring that isn't actually really blue at all.
The colloquialized version of the name.
You learn something new every day.
Yeah, that's actually very interesting.
It makes sense.
So the flavoring doesn't even, I mean, the coloring doesn't even need to be there. The coloring is just extra sugar that we're just eating.
I don't think the coloring has extra sugar.
Okay, true.
Yeah, the sugar.
It's just extra stuff that we don't need that ends up making our tongues blue for no reason.
Well, it's because you like to identify something. You're not gonna.
It's like
if Carm served sweet potatoes and they were red, you wouldn't eat them.
That's true.
I would like to point out, however, that sounds like it was the creation of alchemists.
Hmm.
Because they concocted something from other things.
Or how most farmed salmon actually isn't pink and they dye it pink.
Alchemy.
I mean, that's not really
that
alchemy.
No, it's
so
alchemy.
So much as it is that farmed salmon are kept,
changing the color
are
flesh.
Fed things that they're not naturally given, and that
like
gets
corn,
rid of their pink coloring.
Or alchemy things.
Let's play another song.
Alchemy.
Yay!
This is something by Elvis Presley. This is Blue Suede Shoes.
Hooray.
For the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. Well, do anything that you wanna do, but not, honey, lay off them shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes. Let's go, cat. Car, drink my liquor from an old fruit jar. Well, do anything that you wanna do, but honey, lay off of my shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Rock it. For the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, 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 but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Well, it's blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Yeah! Blue, blue, blue suede shoes, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe.
Train a coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. But there's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. From this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
That was Johnny Cash with Folsom Prison Blues live from Folsom Prison.
I love that so much.
And that's the song that, as you heard, has the famous line, "Shot a man in Reno just to watch him die." Did that's you shoot surprising. A man in Reno, Chris?
It's not surprising for Johnny Cash.
Did you shoot a man in Reno?
I can do you one better. I don't know where Reno is.
Reno's in...
It's Nevada.
Oh, who cares?
Yeah, Reno's in Nevada.
I mean, it's well known unless you're from Nevada, which is lovely. I heard it's a lovely place.
It's also not pronounced Nevada, but we're all just East Coasters
who pronounce it
wrong.
We don't
it's pronounced
Nevada.
Navada.
It's Nevada. Nevada.
No, it's Nevada.
It's Las Vegas, Nevada.
Nevada? There's just the E makes an A sound?
Yeah.
I believe that.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, we have to hurry up and just
the
wrap
Senate
this show
minority leader
because we're out of time. This has been Word of the Day on WMFM.
Wait,
Medford.
I guess. Wait, we got to do question. Favorite shade of blue.
Didn't we
this has
do
been
that?
Word of the Day on WMFM Medford.
Stay tuned for Minimum Rage.
Yeah, some fun times without producers Zach and associate producer
just
Danny.
Devoid of producers today.
But we did a good job anyway.
I feel like this has been one of the most produced episodes. So.
I've been Charlie.
I've been Zach.
And I'm your head alchemist.
Chris.
Sure.
And this is Mr. Blue Sky by the Electric Light Orchestra.
Yes.
Stop.